Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. As the May 19 Kentucky primary draws nigh, this question for you: are farmers as a group any more likely to be civically responsible, to engage politically, to at least get out and vote? Well, this reporter has not seen any statistical data to confirm, but Farm Bureau President Mark Haney thinks generally, yes, they are.
I think so. I think the farm community takes interest in political activities. Certainly the Farm Bureau member is politically active. I think we have seen that in elections of the past. Recently in the elections, we have seen a big outturn of folks to go to the polls and vote, particularly on offices that are directly are involved, like a commissioner's race or any of those races that really have a lot of influence on ag policy. Yes, I think we are involved.
As a group, Kentucky Farm Bureau does not endorse candidates, but notes Mark Haney, it certainly does endorse engagement by farmers in the political process.
At every meeting, I encourage our folks to be politically active, pick a candidate, work for them, help them, contribute, do everything they can to help that candidate, because we're going to need their support to get our ideas and message through in the end. So, yes, I think our folks are active.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Behind every Kentucky Proud product you buy, cook, or use, behind every farmer's market.
We're the Paul family from Paris.
We're the O'Briens.
We're the Turners from McLean County.
Whatever you're shopping for, whether it's beef, poultry, pork, dairy, vegetables, fruit, or anything else, there's a Kentucky Farm family working for you.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with Farm Bureau President Mark Haney. He says at the state and county levels, the group often holds Measure the Candidate forums, a chance to get to know candidates.
We do, and it's a great opportunity to really get our candidates on record of what they really stand for and how they react to the policies that we have in Farm Bureau. We do a good job, I think, at the county level of really getting folks out and being able to get them in front of the voter and be able to connect candidates to the voters and build those relationships. You know, that's really what we have here in Kentucky is relationships that we build over the years so that we continue to leverage, and farm policy then gets the rewards for that.
Haney encourages all citizens, especially farmers, on May 19 to get out and vote. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.